This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, Monday. It's basically July 4th, holiday week. It's not the holiday weekend yet, but it's holiday week, July 4th on a rare Wednesday, excuse me, a rare Thursday. So it kind of comes in the middle of the week, and, you know, July 3rd will be kind of a holiday, too, for most of America. So everything slows down as of Wednesday. And just to give you a little advance warning, I'm here today and tomorrow, but I'll be off Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Try to build things around a weekend and grabbing 5 days off, a rare holiday for me for July 4th weekend. But I'll be out having a good time and try to relax my brain for the first time in a year. I've been away a couple times, but it's all been business-related. This is my first actual holiday, and I'll be in a July 4th parade in an undisclosed location for all you crazy liberal maniacs and Antifa losers out there. You don't know where I'll be, but I'll be at a wonderful July 4th parade somewhere in the United States of America, enjoying myself. And we'll have Lee Elsie guest hosting the show on Wednesday, July 4th Eve. And then we'll have Best of Wayne on Thursday and Friday. So just to give you some input as to where I'll be. News stories of the day, pretty much the whole day, is dominated by two things. Number one, President Trump and his visit, first American president to step foot in North Korea. What a bold move. What a brilliant move. Just a brilliant, brilliant move. I've said it before, and I will say it again. I do believe that President Trump will win the Nobel Peace Prize. If anything comes of this, he will win the Nobel Peace Prize. And I said that the first time he met with the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and I'm saying it again. This was just an amazing move for any president, but for a guy that the liberal media says is so terrible and so such a warmonger and so out of touch and crazy and a Nazi and a this and a that, it turns out that if you are different than most other politicians, and he is different than Bill Clinton, he is different than Hillary Clinton, he's different than Obama, he's different than the Bush family, any of the Bushes who were president, or Jeb Bush who ran for president, they're all traditional politicians and traditional diplomats who believe in traditional diplomacy. Donald Trump is a crazy man, but I mean that only in the most positive of ways. He's just a guy who's completely unpredictable and bases everything on gut instincts and personal relationships. And so if he thinks he can build a personal relationship with a crazy murderer like Kim Jong-un, he'll just get on the phone or tweet out something and go meet him. Nobody's ever done something like that in the history of America. But Trump did it. Pretty cool. Some more breaking news. Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, 27 years old, found dead in his hotel room at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport Hilton. And the Rangers-Angels game is postponed. How many times in history has a current major league athlete in any sport, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, ever been found dead in his or her hotel room? I can't think of too many times. I can think of a couple of car accidents and plane accidents, like one of my heroes of all time, Thurman Munson of the Yankees, died in the prime of his career as a future Hall of Fame type of catcher for the New York Yankees. And I remember the car wreck for that Angels player as well. That was about 10 or 12 years ago in Anaheim, California. Some drunk driver, I'm almost certain, by the way, my vague memory says an illegal alien drunk driving ran into him and then ran off. But whoever hit him, legal or illegal, ran off after the accident. Isn't it funny? Whenever somebody's drunk or on drugs, I guess because they're loose and you're the one who tenses up in an accident because you're a normal person and you see an accident coming, you tense up. The people who are not drinking and have done nothing wrong always wind up dead or every bone in their body's broken and they're in critical condition. And the person who's drunk or on drugs runs away from the scene just fine, in perfect health, other than maybe a little cut from glass or something. But they're fine. The drunks are always fine. Anyway, I remember the Angels player killed back around 10, 12 years ago, and now we have another Angels player found dead in his hotel room, and I remember Thurman Munson of the Yankees, and there's been a handful of players in the middle of their career while still active who have died. There's some who have died of cancer. Remember Brian's song? Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers. Brian Piccolo died of cancer. There's been a few, but not a lot, who are currently active players. Lots of players die, a year or two after they get out of football, something happens to them, but not while they're playing. So it's very unusual, and we send our condolences and our hearts out and our prayers for the family of Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, 27 years old, dead. Before I get to all the Antifa news, because that's the other big news story of the day, is Antifa. They're out trying to kill conservatives, and they badly injured a conservative gay journalist in Portland, Oregon. That's where they're the most out of control in the entire United States of America. They've lost their minds, and the mayor of Portland doesn't care, and CNN doesn't care, and MSNBC doesn't care, and the New York Times doesn't care. As a matter of fact, they cheered them on. Violence. No one's going to rest until a liberal nutcase murders a conservative. You watch. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It's going to happen. A conservative will be murdered by a crazy liberal. And anybody thinks I'm, Wayne Moon is exaggerating. Really? What do you call the guy who shot up the Republican softball team in Washington, D.C. and almost killed Steve Scalise? He came close to dying. He was going to bleed to death on that field if there hadn't been people who were qualified to treat medical injuries on that field. And if there hadn't been shooters, bodyguards with him, armed with guns, they were all sitting ducks. They'd all be dead now. Certainly Steve Scalise would be dead, but I think every Republican there would have probably been dead, or most of them. So thank God there were bodyguards there, present on the scene. Or a radical leftist nutcase. Another one who probably lived with his mommy and daddy, even though the guy was like 60 years old, if I remember correctly. They all live with their mothers and fathers. They've never left. Their lives are horrible, and they're bitter and angry because their lives suck. That's your typical liberal, living with mommy and daddy in the basement, sucking their thumb all day. It's probably not the only thing they suck all day long. Very weird people, strange people, bizarre people. People who have no lovers, no friends, no wife, no husband. Because who would want to be around a negative loser who talks all day long? Take the money away! Gotta take everyone's money away because I'm a broke loser! And waits for their EBT card. That's your typical Democrat activist. New study finds 92% of leftist activists live at home with their mother and father. All right, before I get to that whole Antifa stuff, I want to talk about a new poll that says 59% of Americans oppose government-provided health insurance for illegal migrants. And that shows you how bad off this country is. Only 59%? God, I was certain the number would be in the 80s. I thought most Democrats would even oppose government-provided health insurance for illegals. But it's 59. You figure the country is like 30% independents, and of the 70, it's almost an exact split, 35 Republican, 35 Democrat, and yet 59 oppose government-provided health insurance, so it's every Republican and pretty much every independent against every Democrat. You know, the 39% that's left, or excuse me, the 41% that's left, is all Democrats, all commie losers. They want to tax me and you and give the money to illegal immigrants. But can I ask you something? My health insurance isn't free. My health insurance will never be free. Why would I pay for an illegal alien's health insurance? So just about 60% of Americans oppose making government provide health insurance available to illegal immigrants. This is a new CNN poll, believe it or not, between June 28th and June 30th. Question was, and it's always about the question, is it fairly asked, do you think health insurance coverage provided by the government should or should not be available to undocumented immigrants living in the United States? Right off the bat, I say that poll's wrong. Because first of all, I'll bet you money that this poll is registered voters, not likely voters. So see, that number is low. I guarantee you it's not likely voters. If it was likely voters, it would be closer to 70% or more. And second of all, it's how you ask the question. It shouldn't be, do you think health insurance coverage provided by the government should or should not be available to undocumented immigrants living in the United States? No. It should be, do you agree that you as a taxpayer should have to pay for freaking loser illegal aliens, many of which are criminals, felons, murderers, rapists, and all of whom are on welfare living in the United States illegally? That's how it should be asked. If you ask it that way, it'll be 80%. But they, you know, they ask it nicely. They make a point of stressing living in the United States because that makes people think, oh, wait a minute, you're talking about undocumented immigrants living in the United States. Oh, they're Americans, nice people in America. See, that's the way you asked it, with a liberal bias. And you said undocumented immigrants, not scumbag criminals who stole ID and illegally entered the country and have no right to be here and are all on welfare using up your taxpayer money. They didn't say it that way, now, did they? All right, so now let's get to Antifa, because it's really bad. And the mayor of Portland is a low-life loser, and the guy who did it should be in jail for the rest of his life. Antifa terrorists who beat the man in the head with a metal pipe, previously arrested for unlawful use of a slingshot against the Patriot Prayer Group. Joseph C. Evans. Violence erupted in Portland, Oregon over the weekend as Antifa terrorists physically assaulted conservatives while police stood by and watched. Joseph Christian Evans, nice name, Christian, I'm sure he's not very Christian, was identified as the Antifa terrorist who beat a man named Adam Kelly with a metal rod over the weekend, leaving him with huge bloody gashes in his head. Adam Kelly was taken to the hospital where doctors stapled his head shut after the Antifa terrorist tried to kill him. It's not the first time Joseph Christian Evans was arrested by Portland police. He was arrested another time on charges of recklessly endangering another person and unlawful use of a weapon. An Antifa Milai. And the crooked Portland mayor, Ted Wheeler, speaks out after the violent attack on Andy Ngo, another Christian conservative activist who happens to be gay. And the Portland mayor refuses to condemn Antifa terrorists. He lets them run like thugs through his city. We'll be right back. We'll tell you more. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Patio furniture cushions may be waterproof, but that doesn't mean they don't get dirty. By properly cleaning and maintaining your outdoor patio furniture cushions, your outdoor oasis will be that much more inviting. Sponge or scrub a mild soapy mixture into the cushion, letting them soak for about 15 minutes. Rinse the suds with a garden hose and let air dry completely. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace. The perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get free assembly and free delivery on our top grill brands and accessories, $3.99 and up. From our store right to your door. Don't miss the 4th of July sale. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of gold and credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD, and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, it's all getting very toxic. Very toxic. A lot of liberals out there that want to kill us. They want to murder us. They want to hammer us in the head. They want to grab a baseball bat and kneecap us. They go on to grab a pipe and take our face out. Very sick people. Very sick people. And meanwhile, Ted Cruz demands a federal investigation into the Portland mayor over the Antifa attack on Angie Ngo. Senator Ted Cruz now calling for a federal investigation for allowing Antifa slime balls to attack Andy Ngo. Here's his tweet. A federal law enforcement investigate and bring legal action against the mayor who has, for political reasons, ordered his police officers to let citizens be attacked by domestic terrorists. Senator Ted Cruz, a prominent conservative member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, wants federal authorities to investigate and prosecute the mayor of Portland, Oregon, after Cruz accused him of ordering police to allow attacks against a conservative activist. Wheeler, Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler is also the police commissioner. Ah, there we have the crux of the battle. So a liberal, commie, wacko, radical, extremist mayor is also the police commissioner. He's come under criticism after Andy Ngo, a sub-editor and photojournalist for Quillette, a conservative online publication, was assaulted by Antifa protesters, leaving him, my understanding was, with some sort of concussion and brain bleed. Here it says a black eye and scratches. I think it was a lot more than that. But there's a video of the attack. Now, here's another article. Andy Ngo suffers serious injury from Antifa attack. Liberals applaud the violence. It was a result of a vicious attack by Antifa. Some on the left doubted the injuries could be so bad because he was just hit by milkshakes. Police have information that some of the milkshakes thrown during the demonstration contained quick-drying cement, We're encouraging anyone hit with a substance. Do you understand if you throw a milkshake at someone and it has quick drying cement, you could take their eye out. You would dislocate their nose off their face. You could break their lip off their face. You could cause massive facial injuries. You could knock their teeth out. Some think they did it to include caustic chemicals that could irritate your skin. But if it hardened, it could really do damage, and that could explain the injuries to Nago. Some are defending it by saying it's not a big deal. Charlie Warzel, thread from a great journalist who routinely embeds with hate groups. This doesn't discount the situation is screwed and the violence should be unacceptable, but there are also serious risks involved with putting yourself in volatile situations. Any journalist should know that. Really? So it's the journalist's fault that a milkshake made out of cement was thrown at his face. Wow. That's how far liberals will go. And then here's an article that says CNN's Antifa pals have assaulted 15 journalists this year. At least 15 documented incidents of Antifa assaulting members of the media. CNN has steadily remained the left-wing terrorist group's public relations arm. Saturday, Nagayo's assault is the most recent attack on a journalist. And here's what they start. Here's a short list of CNN's encouragement and defense of Antifa violence. They say Antifa fights for a good cause. Antifa's fight is right. Antifa's punches are more equally morally than others. Antifa's on the side of right. Antifa's right because you can't fight by praising them or being nice to them. You got to fight fire with fire. Antifa's as heroic as American soldiers stormed the beaches on D-Day. These are things said on CNN. Antifa harassing Ted Cruz's wife out of a restaurant is what he signed up for. Criticism of Antifa is racist, even though Antifa is predominantly white. They've committed countless acts of vandalism and violence. Wow, and they've got the list here, 15 assaults on journalists, and CNN is defending them. Wow. And here's another article that Antifa enjoys widespread support in Silicon Valley. Of course they do. Everything bad in the world is endorsed by Silicon Valley, and everything we believe in is attacked by Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, and the list goes on and on. Google, the biggest one, biggest offender. They're just like Antifa, except they don't use violence. They ban and censor everything we say. All right, Wayne Allyn on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBAT in Las Vegas, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Ed Stoltz of KBAT started my career. Fred Weinberg, first guy to take me to national syndication. Thanks, Ed and Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources, the main title sponsor of the show, publicly traded company, over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. Their ticker symbol, FTMR. Check them out at FordhamResources.com. That's FORTM. FordhamResources.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck Ridgecrest in Southern California on Thursday. Dr. Lucy Jones, chief scientist for the Dr. Lucy Jones Center for Science and Society of Caltech University, is working with the USGS, and she says the whole area is feeling lots of aftershocks.
We've had a lot of aftershocks. Now, those in general are not being felt down here in the L.A. Basin. Up in the Owens Valley area, I am sure they are feeling lots of these aftershocks. I haven't had a chance to keep track, but we've had dozens, I think, about three at this point.
Yeah. The Salute to America celebration is continuing in Washington, D.C. A parade took place earlier today, and President Trump is expected to speak at the Lincoln Memorial. That's supposed to begin just after 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. All of that followed up by a fireworks display set to begin at just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, my buddy Cliff Lawrence sends me jokes for the show. He's a comedy writer. He's been one of the best ones in the country and sold many jokes to all the great late-night comics, the Jay Lenos of the world, and he still does. He's still in that same business, and I want to read you his jokes, but I first want to mention real quick that Cliff and his wife, Claire, actually celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary this Saturday night here in Las Vegas, and only in Vegas could you go to someone's 50th wedding anniversary and a Vegas show breaks out. He put me at the table with all the great entertainers of Vegas. They all one by one got up and did a show. And so I was in Vegas at a 50th wedding anniversary, and it was like being at Cirque du Soleil. I mean, we had everything from singers to ventriloquists. It was the most incredible thing you've ever seen. And Cliff Lawrence, you're a good man. And a couple of Cliff's jokes. This one is hilarious. The Warren campaign, Elizabeth Warren campaign for president. Rosie O'Donnell is supporting Elizabeth Warren for president, which isn't surprising. The Indian has always had a special relationship with the buffalo. In the cable news race, CNN remains stuck in last place. Network executives are so desperate, they're looking into whether Larry King is still alive or not. In immigration news, this one's a little anti-Republican. Acting U.S. Customs and Border Protection Chief John Sanders has announced his resignation. He said he wants to spend more time caging his family. And finally, a new poll is out from NPR. According to the poll, 84% of Americans say we're angrier than we were a generation ago, and the other 16% told the pollsters, go to hell. Cliff Lawrence with his comedy humor that he sells to all the late-night comics. Thank you, Chris. Great stuff. Also want to make sure we thank the sponsor of this show, Liberty Health Share. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. It's called Liberty Health Share. It falls into the category of Christian health sharing. It's not health insurance, but it's an alternative to health insurance. And guess who uses it? Yours truly, Wayne Root. For 3 years now, it has been fantastic and a breath of fresh air and a lifesaver. Liberty HealthShare allows you to choose your own doctor and hospital. Isn't that great? Liberty HealthShare allows you to decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My kids are members. I've saved $54,000 over 3 years. And when I had kidney stone surgery back in February, they took care of the doctor, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, and the hospital. And all I owed was a small deductible. That's it. Pretty unbelievable. For more information, call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. It's $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. All right. So we've got our guest here, Josh Manny. He comes in every 2 weeks or so, senior news editor at westernjournal.com, one of the top conservative websites in the United States of America, a very busy one. I believe I just saw the latest updated list of the top 100 conservative websites, and Western Journal was number 3, if I remember seeing correctly, and this was based on numbers from January through May. Number 3 out of every conservative site in the country. So congratulations. What an honor that is, Josh Manning.
Thanks, Wayne. That's high praise. The only problem with it is that all of us are shrinking.
Yeah, I know.
Conservative sites out there, but they are strangling us.
Yeah, and it's terrible. Not just with traffic, but with dollars, obviously, advertising dollars.
No, it's incredible. Yeah, the advertising pressure is huge. And then, you know, Facebook came after us again almost a month ago today, and just destroyed our traffic again. And it's, you know, they're gearing up for 2020, Wayne. They saw what happened in 2016, and they're determined that that's not going to happen again. So they're doing everything they can to silence us. Apple News has booted us. Google News has shadow banned us. Pinterest, I think they classified us as pornography. We won't even use pictures with any cleavage in them. I mean, it's just, the whole thing's outrageous, Wayne. It is modern-day book burning and censorship.
It's a terrible thing, although I am angry at you that you won't use pictures with cleavage in them. That's your mistake. But other than that, we're on the same page, my friend. Other than that, you know, you could be a good conservative, a good Christian, a good Trump supporter, and enjoy a good picture with cleavage in it. Nothing wrong with that. I'm a guy, okay? Nothing wrong with that. All right. So, I got you going, don't I?
I'm not authorized to talk on anything else there, Wayne.
You know I'm right, Josh, so don't even give me a lecture. All right, so before I get to all the articles that are leading off at your Western Journal, I wanted to get to an article I just downloaded moments ago. It may now be on Western Journal. I think I got it on Fox News, and it's just the funniest title ever. Beto O'Rourke campaigns in Mexico. And all I could think of is, will you please take him? Could you keep him? Never give him back. Please, Mexico, he's yours. I mean, that's a perfect title. Beto O'Rourke campaigns in Mexico. Is he running for president of Mexico from what they said in the debates the other day? I think the answer is clearly yes.
We've got it. I haven't read the story, but I'm with you on it. If he's on that side of the border, they ought to just keep him.
That's why we need a wall, see? Just to keep people like Beto out.
And I don't want to get too far afield here, but have you seen the Washington Examiner piece talking about what AOC was really like as she visited the border? Have you seen that?
I saw, you know, again, I download hundreds of articles a day, and I usually look at the headline and maybe the first two sentences, and the rest I talk about on the show. I have a bunch here sitting here in a pile waiting to be talked about where it said something about AOC was at the border and was screaming disrespectfully and violently at the border agents. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Like, they, to the point that they almost felt threatened, and, you know, they wanted to push back, supposedly, that's what the article claims. They wanted to push back, but she's also a member of Congress, so, you know, they value their jobs, too. But it was just a striking, it's interesting when you read the Examiner piece, what is described there is almost exactly the opposite of what she tweeted. So somebody's not telling the truth here. We don't know for certain who it is, but I tell you who I would put money on.
Yeah, I would too. Listen, I've been around plenty of liberal women in my life, strident liberal women, and I'm sure that she was screaming at them because we all know she thinks they're Hitler. She thinks they're Nazis. She thinks they're running concentration camps. So would you be nice to the commandant of a concentration camp? So if she really believes that in her sick, mentally ill mind, then she's going to be hateful towards them because they're running concentration camps and she thinks they really are terrible people. So of course she did that. No question. Not
That's
even a question.
That's the dangerous thing about all of this, right, is that they have slowly begun calling us Nazis more consistently, begun talking about concentration camps more consistently. And, Wayne, these are things, I mean, you're Jewish, Wayne, these are things that were evil. And by continually associating us with those evil things, they're making it easier and easier to justify the kind of attacks that we're starting to see, the kind of attacks we saw over the weekend.
In Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Right. Well, Portland is just this hotbed of Antifa, and it seems like a mayor who is also the police commissioner who's extreme, extreme left. So he allows it. He lets the thugs rule the streets and violently beat people. And one day someone's going to die. You and I both know there's going to be a conservative killed, and we'll see about the backlash when that happens. But it's coming. I guarantee you it's coming.
Yeah, and if it doesn't happen there, it's going to happen elsewhere. But that was a whole lot of blood in those pictures. There was a lot of gashes. And the people who are doing this, you know, the guys who are covering their faces and stuff, they truly think right is on their side. They have they feel like they're on a holy quest to get rid of conservatives. And if conservatives are not, if conservatives do want to run concentration camps, then who's to say they shouldn't do it? That's the scary thing here, is that they've justified this so neatly in their mind. And evil does deserve to be stamped out. And they classify us as evil, so they think it's fine to stamp us out.
And wait until you hear the news coming out in the next few days that Wayne Root is going to have a show in Portland, Oregon. That should make them really excited, shouldn't it? That should stir some trouble.
I want to come cover it personally, Wayne.
I'm going to be on in Portland. I don't know the start date yet, but I would assume by September, right after Labor Day. And I've also, this announcement I can make, we will be on, the Wayne Allyn Root Show will be on in Chicago starting August 1st. And so I won't announce yet the dial position, but we'll be broadcasting from the top of the Sears Tower, reaching 4.5 million citizens in Chicago. So Wayne Root coming to Chicago and Portland, two of the denizens of the extreme Obama left and Antifa movements in the United States. Should be fun, and we'll have to get you to cover it, Josh, because this is going to be fun.
You're going to get all kinds of new hate mail, Wayne.
I love it. I love it. Bring it on. It means I'm doing a great job. Yeah. What's that famous saying? Once you're getting a lot of flack, it means you're right over the correct bullseye. You know, the drop zone. Once the plane is over the bullseye, you're going to get lots of flack. Well, I guess I'm hitting the bullseye. Let's talk about the El Salvador president, who issues kind of a game-changing announcement about illegal immigration. Tell everybody what it was, Josh Manning of Western Journal.
Yeah, so this was reported yesterday, but the video of it just became available today, as far as we can tell. But the El Salvadoran president was holding a press conference, and one of the topics being discussed was, you remember the photo that came out last week of a father and his daughter who had drowned on the Rio Grande trying to cross into the United States. One of the topics that came up was the deaths of illegals trying to cross into the U.S. And the president of El Salvador made a very interesting comment. He said, we can blame any other country. But what about our blame? A country they flee to the United States? No, they fled El Salvador. They fled our country. It's our fault. So this is absolutely huge, Wayne, from the standpoint of somebody who is obviously not a racist. Trump has been saying things like this. Trump supporters have been saying, hey, the reason these things are happening is that illegals insist on coming in through illegal corridors, with illegal methods. That's why these people are getting hurt. And, of course, we're decried as racist. Trump's decried as racist and a xenophobe and a Nazi and a concentration camp runner or whatever. Now you've got President of El Salvador saying, hey, this is our fault. This is our fault.
Well, that's more than a Democrat will admit. Hey, Josh Manning, don't go anywhere. We'll carry you through to segment number two. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio with Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
By the way, Joe Biden launched his presidential campaign by praising Antifa terrorists. They've got it all on video. All over the internet. I've seen it all over the internet today, so it's very interesting. But Biden's not going to last. I'm telling you, he will not be the presidential candidate of the Democratic Party because he just makes too many faux pas, says too many silly things, gets everybody upset. He's an old white male in a party that just openly hates old white males, and I don't think he has any chance of hanging in there. I really don't. Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's America's fastest-growing cable news channel on 70 million homes as of right now, 80 million by the end of this year. We're on DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fire, Uverse, Comcast, Xfinity. I'm the host of Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together 3 nights a week. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable system, and you have other TV options like DirecTV or Dish. So encourage them to make you happy, and to make it simple, just call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. Tell them you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Allen Root. In the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com on your desktop or laptop, NewsmaxTV.com, or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. We return now with our guest, Josh Manning, one of our favorite guests, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Hey, Josh, welcome back.
Thanks, Wayne. Always good to be here.
So there's just been so many things. There's something new on the internet with Trump getting assassinated in I think, a Bernie Sanders commercial. And there's a thing on the internet of Nigel Farage getting assassinated. The liberals have lost their minds. And so I want to discuss this Ivanka photoshopped into the art of birth of Christ as the leftists mock a female leader they don't like. Tell us about what they're doing to Ivanka Trump.
Yeah, so all over the place on Twitter, it was happening over the weekend and it bled into today, all over the place this hashtag unwanted Ivanka or Ivanka unwanted was popping up. And what was going on is there was a video of Ivanka at the G20 and she was talking with Theresa May and Macron and maybe one or two other people. And the video looked a little bit awkward. She looked just a little bit awkward in it. And so some leftist tweeted out and said, hey, how about you guys Photoshop her into all kinds of other historic photos where she would look very awkward? So, of course, the left hate machine turned on, and immediately dozens and dozens of photos from historic events and pop culture reference events, all sorts of things started popping up with Ivanka's face plastered in them. And, I mean, look, Wayne, the whole thing would be funny if it weren't the left making fun of a woman simply because they don't agree with her politics. Remember, these are the people, you know this as well as I do, your listeners know it too, these are the people who say, hey, conservatives are waging a war on women, women are not treated equally, there's a wage gap, women need to do better by women. And these are the exact same people who, when a woman gets in a position of power and they don't agree with her, who castigate her and mock her and ridicule her in front of everyone else. Remember Nikki Haley. Remember Sarah Sanders. Remember Carly Fiorina. Remember Michelle Bachmann. The list goes on and on. They are only pro-woman when the woman is pro-leftist. But otherwise, it is fair game on them. They will mock them and ridicule them and demean them as much as they can because they want to delegitimize what conservative women have to say.
All right, when I go to your site, Western Journal, right now, one of the big headlines is multiple witnesses say AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, was screaming at Border Patrol agents in a threatening manner during a tour of the border. And so what do you got on that? What's the latest news on that, Josh Manning?
Well, that's what we were sort of talking about earlier, Wayne. This is from a Washington Examiner piece where they cited two anonymous sources who said, hey, what went on down there was pretty different from what other people are hearing. She actually did not do the tour, so she said that she was going to. And in her tweets, when you look at them, it sounds a lot like she did do the tour. But these witnesses are saying, hey, she never did it. She never did it. She came out, she went into a holding area, came back out, screamed at some of these border agents, was acting kind of aggressively towards them. And I think the quote was in a threatening manner and just really let them have it. And but then that was it. She wasn't going in. She wasn't going to take a look around like she had said she was. In other words, Wayne, it sounds very much from those testimonies, sounds very much like it was another photo op.
Yeah, and I also saw that she made some charges. I've seen on several websites that she was saying that Border Patrol agents were telling illegal immigrant women to drink from toilets. I don't believe that for a second. I consider her a liar, and I just don't believe it ever happened. What say you?
No, when you look at the pictures, they've actually got the way that things are set up. There's a premium on space at the top of these toilets. Water runs, and there's a space for water fountain, which is not wonderful, but it's not what she made it out to be like at all. Like they're drinking toilet water. They're absolutely not. It's just a water fountain that's mounted in the same area because they want to keep on water.
Got it. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Conservatives have tried to kill his business, but it's still the number three most popular conservative website in the United States of America, WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, congratulations. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Lynn.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Fruit.